Well, this is Minister Andre Jeffries. I will be your host for this morning, for this Thursday, 8 a.m. prayer service. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You woke us up again in the right mind. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing us this morning. I'm not going to hold you without any delay. I'm going to introduce our first prayer lead, and that is Sister Rachel. Are you ready? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Rachel, are you ready? Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name. All right, we're going to just keep it moving until we figure out what's happening with Sister Rachel. Sister Mildred, are you ready?
Hi. Hello? I'm here, Brother Andre. My line was muted. I didn't have the guest speaker coded. My apologies.
Oh, okay, no problem. Well, thank you, here. Sister Rachel. You go right ahead. Merry Christmas.
Praise
let God
Lord.
Use you.
Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters. We just praise and thank God for this season of celebration, for sending a Savior. Today, my prayer topic is He will exalt you. And Bishop teaches that we are to minister from our vocation. And my prayer today over us is that Holy Spirit makes our hearts sensitive to opportunities for us to minister and that our lights shine bright for Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are a lifter of heads, but you are also, Father God, a lifter of us. And you are no respecter of persons, and that you wish, Lord Jesus, that we would all be about your business. Help us, Holy Spirit, to recognize and identify areas of opportunity for ministry. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, that you want us to shine bright. You said it in Matthew. You said, we are a city like a city on a hill. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you want us to shine our light bright to glorify you. Lord God, we pray that you would give us the words to say. You would position us for purpose, Heavenly Father. And we pray, Lord God, that we would shine bright so that all men would know the love of the Father, the grace of the Savior, and the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you and praise you that you temper us. And we thank you and praise you that you bridle us, that you don't allow us to move ahead of you. Lord, sometimes in zeal and immaturity, Father God, and just hungering and thirsting, Father God, to spread the gospel and righteousness, we can move out of alignment with you. We thank you and faith and praise you. You are a faithful shepherd. You are faithful to bring us back. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you keep us right where we need to be, that you lift us up. Lord, we pray always that you would exalt us and that we would not exalt ourselves. Lord, we never want our ministry to be, Father God, about platforms or positions or simply for prosperity. We always want it to be, Father God, done in purity. And I pray that over each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you and praise you that with clean hands and a pure heart, we don't let power go to our head. We thank you for the shining example, Lord Jesus, that you've put in our leadership, Lord God. We thank you for humility, which ultimately means obedience. I bind a spirit of false humility. It's a lie, and it keeps us from spreading the gospel and advancing God's kingdom. Jesus said, greater works will you do than me. We all have a responsibility to do great works. It is our right to do great works because we are in sonship with Jesus, heirs to the throne of God. We are called to be kings and priests like Jesus. So, Lord, help us to walk fully and boldly in our identity. And Heavenly Father, help us to keep our hands off your glory and allow you to exalt us. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you desire to, because when your children look, sound, talk, walk, and act like you, we exalt you. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you train us on the backside of the mountain. Ooh, hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you know when the moment is right. We thank you and praise you that you know when we are ready. We thank you and praise you that we don't have to push or bully our way through any door. Because you open doors that no man can shut. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that you desire for your children to shine bright. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for order, discipline, and maturity in our ministries. We praise you and we worship you. We honor you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you wake us up every day and you give us the Great Commission again and again. That it is your desire that we do it and do it well so that your kingdom would come. Lord Jesus, thank you for your power. It says in Zechariah, and I decree it over us, it's not by our strength, it's not by our might, it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we praise you and thank you and ask you to fill us afresh. As we embark upon this day, the day after everyone is done celebrating with their families and celebrating gifts and eating food and being merry, Lord God, help us to be bright, bright lights. May we stay in the spirit of celebration and go out today and advance your kingdom. May we share the gospel with someone. Thank you for the spotlight that you put on us. Ooh, I hear that. Hallelujah. Thank you for the spotlight, Lord God, that you put on us. But we don't need to draw attention to ourselves. We don't need to do unnecessary things to try to further and advance your gospel. It's only by your spirit. Only by your spirit that people receive. So let us be led by your spirit to give. We thank you and praise you, Lord God, for the platforms that you have entrusted to us. We thank you, Lord God, for the leadership that you have given us, Heavenly Father, to develop us, to use those platforms to advance the gospel. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done to prepare us and position us for our individual ministry. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the way we have unique and special assignments and that we're all part of one body, the body of Christ. Help us to know and do our function well. Help us to be careful and faithful stewards of it. Lead and guide us to the places and positions that we're supposed to be in so you can exalt us. And Lord, let our desire of our heart always be pure, that we are exalted to glorify and magnify you. It's all for your glory. It's all for your glory. And you are worthy of it. Lord, let our heart's cry be that people know and have relationship with you like we do. Let our relationships grow. Bring us into a deeper and closer, more intimate relationship with you so that we can get filled up and go out and pour more. We thank you and praise you, Father God, that you love us and you protect us, that you empower us and you embolden us, and that you raise us up. In a world of self-centeredness, Lord God, in a world of narcissism, in a world of idolatry, ultimately is what it is. Father God, I pray that you would tear down those strongholds and that you would disrupt those constructs. The human condition is subject to them. We have always been. But there is power in the blood, and we thank you and praise you. By your blood, Jesus, we are set free. We don't have to fall to idolatry. We don't have to fall to narcissism. Help us, remind us to have godly self-confidence. And we are confident in Christ because he is in us. And we walk boldly and power-filled, balanced with humility and compassion. We love you, Lord Jesus. Let our character be Christ-like. Let us have the mind of Christ. Continue to give us the manifold wisdom of God. Continue to give us revelation. Information is not enough. It is not enough to know. Help us, Holy Spirit, to apply. Replace information with revelation. Birth out of the intimacy of our relationship with you, Lord Jesus, let us capture. I pray that over each and every person's mind and heart. Fine-tune our spiritual senses. Let us capture your revelation so that we would be emboldened and exalted by your hand. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, for this day, for the opportunity to pray, We thank you for unlimited access to your throne room by the gift of Jesus Christ. I pray a blessing over our leadership, over Bishop and Pastor, over the ministry team, and all of the brothers and sisters in the body of Christ globally. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing to pray together, brothers and sisters. Thank you for your grace and patience on the days that I was sick and away. And at this time, I will turn it back over to our prayer host. And it's a blessing to pray with you today.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Rachel, for your lead out in praying. We thank you so much. He will exalt you. Thank you, Jesus. For everyone that's joining us, that was our own Sister Rachel leading us out first. Minister Andre Jeffries, I am your prayer host. We thank God for you joining us. Those that have been away for a while, you're welcome back, especially those that are joining us for the first time. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone is interested in becoming a prayer lead or a host, we'd ask you to call Pastor Lenore at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. And she will leave her a message and she will get back to you. We ask you, if those that are on the line, to share the line with somebody. Let them know that we are praying at 8 o'clock in the morning to 9. They can come on the line and cast their cares before the Lord and get those burdens off of them in the name of Jesus. We can touch and agree with them on whatever they're going through. God has the answer for them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our believer's declaration that we declare on this prayer line reads as follows. Number one, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Number two, as mature believers, we minister from our own location. Number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to serve your purpose this morning. And if anyone has to leave at this time, we would ask you if you could sow a seed. You can sow that seed at $Bishop Eric Clark. That's our Cash App. That's $Bishop Eric Clark. Or you can also text the give at 216-446-1209. That's text the word give at 216-446-1209. You can also go to our website, that's ekcministry.org. You can put your prayer request in. You can upload your 1-minute GPS, guiding people to salvation. You can also leave your offering there. Thank you. And at this time, we're going to send it to our own sister, Mildred. Sister Mildred, are you ready?
Yes.
Amen. Go right ahead and let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Mildred Lanier, my prayer is acknowledging God's plan and control. Father, we love you and we bless you on this morning, Father. Father, we acknowledge you as our Creator and our Lord. Father, we worship you and we praise you on this morning, and we give you honor and praise, Father, for being who you are in our life. Father, we come before you humbled this morning. We acknowledge your power and authority and the perfect plan that you have for our lives, Father. Father, we surrender our desires and our thoughts to you this morning. We trust that you are in control of everything in and over our lives. even when we don't understand and have times of uncertainty. We trust you, Father. As we acknowledge you on this morning, as we acknowledge who you are, and you are in control and your plan for our lives, guide our steps and strengthen our faith, Father. Bring our hearts and our mind and our spirit into obedience, Father, so we can receive from you, and help us to embrace your will with a willing and grateful heart, Father. Father, we give, Father, give us patience and peace in honoring you, and give us patience and peace having your work and doing all things according to your will and your purpose in our life, Father. Father, we know your purpose and plan is greater than ours, and we know that your patience, your plan is good for us, Father. It's good for us and good for all that we do in our lives, Father. Father, even though the path may seem unclear sometimes, even though we may get weary, Father, help us to acknowledge you in all that we do in all of our ways. Let us seek your wisdom and guidance in every step in our life and every step that we take, Father. Help us to remember you are in control and your love is unwavering. Your love is endless. Father, we surrender our life unto you this morning. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Father, your plans are not our plans and your ways are not our ways, Father. Father, we endure forever, Father. Help us to endure forever, Father. Happy are the people whose trust is in the Lord and who God has chosen. Father, we love you this morning and we lift you up. We acknowledge you, Father. We acknowledge your graciousness in our life. Father, we acknowledge your love in our life. Father, we acknowledge your forgiveness in our life. Father, we acknowledge how merciful you've been to us and even in our lives, Father. Father, we acknowledge your peace that's been in our lives and the peace that you have given us that surpasses all understanding. Father, we acknowledge you on this morning, how you are in control and your plan is great, Father. Father, we pray this morning that you continue to keep us, Father. We pray as we continue to acknowledge the plan and the control and your ways, Father. We pray that you continue to bring obedience in us, Father. Let us move forward in obedience and in faith this morning, oh God. Father, we acknowledge when we are at our lowest points. We acknowledge when we're about to give up, Father. It is you that give us hope, Father. Father, we acknowledge when we're in our darkest moments, in our darkest hours, when we can't see, Father, when we're blinded by sin, blinded by addiction, blinded by health problems, when we're blinded, it is you that show the light. It is you. Here I am, Lord, and here we are, Father. It is you that show light, Father, and we thank you for it. When we're lack of strength, Father, when we're weak and when we're overwhelmed with problems and issues in life, it is you that strengthen us to move on, Father. It is you that pour in strength for us, Father. When we are sad and our spirits are broken, Father, it is you. We acknowledge it is you that give us comfort, Father. No matter what situation we're in or any circumstances, Father, we can rest assured that you're with us, oh Father. We can rest assured that you're in the midst, Father. We can rest assured it's your helping hand that bring us out, Father. With you, all things are possible, Father. We acknowledge weeping endureth for a night and joy cometh in the morning. We acknowledge your ways, Father. We acknowledge you, Father. Even on this morning, we lift you up in acknowledgement, Father, because we know that you're merciful, you're graceful, and you are good, Father. And you do all things according to your word and your purpose. And we trust you for it this morning. And we trust you, Father. We trust your truth and your word, Father. We acknowledge you on this morning. We acknowledge your plan and in your control, Father. It is you, Father, that brought Daniel out of the lion's den. It was your plan and your control, Father. It was you, Father, that Joseph's brothers betrayed him, Father. It was your plan and your control. It was you, Father, that Jesus' disciples betrayed him. It was your plan and your control, and we acknowledge that, Father. We acknowledge that on this morning that you are in control of all things. It is you, Father, that the dry bones heard your voice, oh God, that you allowed Ezekiel to prophesy to the dry bones. Oh Father, it was your plan and your control, and we trust you, Father, as you speak to us, God, as you speak into our lives. We trust you, Father. You've shown us your plan and your control, Father, and we love you for it on this morning, oh God. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. We love you this morning, oh Father. We are grateful this morning for your unconditional, your endless love, your mercy, and your grace. Father, let your favor be with us as we go into this year. Let your favor shine upon us and run through us, oh God. Father, we acknowledge your power. Establish the work of our hands, even on this morning as we move forward into this year, oh God. Let your word come alive in our life. Let your word be with us. Let your word speak through us, oh God. Father, we pray for faith this morning. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Father, it is your plan, and it is you are in control, and we acknowledge that even on this morning, oh God. Father, we bless you this morning. We glorify you this morning. We magnify you this morning. We acknowledge your mighty works, Father. We acknowledge your mighty plans, Father, and we acknowledge that you are in control of all things, Father. We acknowledge you, Father, even on this morning as we move into the new year, Father. We acknowledge it was you that woke us up this morning and opened our eyes. It is you that breathed into us life this morning. Sun didn't come through life this morning, but it was your plan and your purpose, oh Father. And we acknowledge that you are in control of all things, and we glorify you even on this morning. We lift you up on this morning. We praise you on this morning. We thank you for your perfect timing, your purpose this morning, your plan, your peace, and your promise that's in our lives, Father. We glorify you this morning. We magnify your marvelous works this morning. We love you, Jesus. We trust you, God. We lift you up, Father, and we acknowledge who you are in our lives. We acknowledge what you've done in our lives. We acknowledge what you're doing in our lives and what you're going to do. We receive you on this morning, oh God. We praise you this morning, and we thank you this morning. We thank you, God, as you breathe forth obedience in us, oh God. We thank you, God, as you breathe faith in us this morning as we move into the new year, hope, love, and kindness, God. Your mercy and grace, God, breathe in us this morning, oh God. Breathe your purpose in us. Breathe your plan in us. Line us up for your will, oh God, as we move into the new year. Let your will be done in our lives, God. Things that we pray for bring to pass, oh God. Things that not right, remove, oh God. Things that's not supposed to come, let it not come, oh God. And things to come, let it come, oh God. Let your will be done, oh God. We seek you. We seize our ways unto you. We surrender to you, God, on this morning. We love you. We bless you, and we praise you. We need you, Father. We need you. We need you, Father. We need your word in our life. We need your word to guide our life. We trust your word in our life, oh Father. And give us the will, oh God. Give us the will to continue to pray, God. Give us strength, God, to continue to pray and seek you, God. Lift you up. Praise your holy name. Holy is you. Holy you are. We love you, Father. We trust you, Father. We glorify you this morning, oh God. We need you in our life. We need you, and even in the lives of our children, that you continue to cover them in your blood. Continue to protect them, God. Begin to speak a word in their life that they'll yield their hearts unto you, oh God. Begin to speak into them, oh God, that they will yield to you and remember where you bought them from and remember what's been on in their life that you bought them out of. Let them remember who you are, God. Speak to them, oh God. Speak to them wherever they are this morning. Speak to them wherever they're going today, God. Speak to our children that they'll seek you, reach out to you, yield to you, and yield to your word, and let their lives speak life into their lives again. Those that have lost life, speak life into their lives again. As we as parents have spoken to them your word, speak your word into their life. Let them hear your still voice, oh God. We pray this morning that you continue to cover them, cover the schools, cover the nation. God, we pray that you continue to speak into the life of the world, the heart of the world, oh God. Speak against violence, oh God. Speak against things that has called the world to go into disarray, oh God. We pray this morning that you move. Move by your spirit and by stripes, oh God. We pray that you move by your word, oh God. Let your word come alive in the hearts of your believers, oh God, that we would share your word and speak your word to others, oh God. Bring life into their life, oh God, through your word. Let us be an example of your word as we move into this year, oh God. Let our light shine. Let our light shine. Let your glory be with us, oh God. We trust you this morning. We praise you this morning. We lift you up this morning. And as even as we pray for our children, we pray that you continue to even cover them, oh God. Cover them in your blood as you cover us. Bring healing, oh God. Bring healing to our minds, our bodies, our soul, and our spirit, that we will speak, thus said the Lord thy God. Let us go into this year with purpose, oh God. Let us go into this year with a plan to continue to serve you. Let us give this year. Let us serve you. Let us be forgiven, oh God. Let us forgive those of last year, move into a new year with a new mind and a new perspective, oh God, and serving and praising your holy name. Father, we trust you and we love you. We lift you up, oh God. We adore you, God. We adore your word that has been spoken into our lives, oh God. We adore your word that we live by. We adore your word that you've given us and that you have showed us your power, your control, and your plan, and how you will get your will done. No matter what, you will get your will done. And we love you for that, Father. We love you for redirecting us. We love you for speaking to us. We love you for guiding us. We love you for protecting us and keeping us safe. We love you for putting your will upon our heart, that we will move forward in your will, in your purpose, and in your plan. And we thank you for it this morning. We praise you this morning. We lift you up this morning, and we glorify you this morning. We pray peace this morning as we move into this year. We pray love this morning as we move into this year. We pray peace, love, and forgiveness, Father. Let us all be whole in you, Father. Let us be one Lord, one body, one soul, and one spirit. Let us all worship you and spirit in this truth as we move forward into this year, O God. For you alone are worthy, and you're worthy to be praised. And we love you, Father. We lift you up. We love you, mighty counselor. We love you, mighty God. We love you, Father. We love you. We love you for all that you're going to do and all that you're doing. And as you have kept us and kept our children, as we move forward into the rest of the year, continue to cover us in your blood. Continue to keep us, Father. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not to thy own understanding. In all our ways, let us acknowledge you, Father, as you continue to direct our path, as you continue to keep us. In Jesus' name I pray this morning. Amen.
Amen, sister. Thank you, Sister Mildred, for your rich prayer. We thank you for letting God use you this morning. Thank you for energizing this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. At this time, I'm going to unmute the line, and we're just going to ask those that will to acknowledge the Lord and give him some praise this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
We glorify you.
Oh, we bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Love in our homes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord Jesus.
Our lives.
We lift you up this morning, Lord
Jesus.
We exalt you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. Thank you for putting praise in our hearts, Lord.
We thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you for your power on the inside of us, Lord.
Lord Jesus. We thank
praise
you, Lord,
your name this morning. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. There's
thank
not like you, Jesus.
Jesus.
We glorify you. We lift you up, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
It is none like you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for praising the Lord with me, for he is truly worthy of all praises. All honor, all glory. He gave all of us the victory this morning in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to move it right along. We had our own Sister Rachel pray. That was Sister Mildred that just prayed for those that are just coming on. And now I'd like to introduce our own Pastor Terry Buckner. Pastor T, are you there?
Yes, yes, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you honor and grace. We give you the people of God. We thank you for being with us this morning and continuing to pray for one another. In Jesus' name, we're very grateful. Grateful for the prayers that we've already went through. We're thankful that for the season that we're in, with time, we're spending time with our family, sharing the gospel from our location. Amen. Amen. Just getting the opportunity when you see the loved ones just to share, drop a seed about the love of Christ and Christ's goodness and his faithfulness. My God, in the name of Jesus. Praying for all those who are under the weather today, all those who are sick, all those who are been hospitalized, those who have been in rehabilitation centers, and those who just don't feel good at all this season. We're praying for you, praying God's strength will be upon you in the name of Jesus. Of course, praying that God will forgive you and wash away all your sins in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God will give you the desires of your heart. praying for all unsaved loved ones in the name of Jesus, that God would save them and heal them and deliver them and set them free in the mighty name of Jesus. Those are on our prayer list, Sage Fisher, my God, Brother Bernard, Mercedes, my God, in the name of Jesus. All those bereaved families who have lost loved ones, Cynthia Horton, we're praying for you. Of course, Brother Trey, Minister Trey, we're still praying for you in the passing of your cousin, dear Karima Ward. We're still praying for your family. Michael Alexander, prayer for your family. Sister Rachel, Alicia, Pat, Sister Pat, Pastor G, Sheila. Praying for all these families in the name of Jesus, that God would cover them. And we believe that God will do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ask, my God, in the name of Jesus. Of course, my senior mothers, Sister Buchanan, Mother Buchanan, and Sister Mother Burgess, and Mother Clark, and Mother Goodman, and Mother Sumlin, keeping them in prayer and keeping them covered with the precious name of Jesus, asking that God will give them a special touch today, lay his hands on their shoulder today, in the name of Jesus. Sister Hattie Wynn, Shirley Lamar, Sister Rosemary Peterson, and Sister Izzy. God's angels will come and cap about them and sit at their bedside right now, in the name of Jesus. Mary and Faye, Sister Williams, Sister these saints, that God would be with them, and God would continue to give them a childlike faith. He would give us all a childlike faith. That's my prayer. That we will all go back to like childlike faith. In Psalms 8, it says, O Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. Verse 3, he said, when I look at the night sky and I see the work of your fingers, the moon of your stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with the glory and honor. You gave them the charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals, the birds of the sky and the fish in the sea and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your majestic name fills all the earth. We know that, God, that you are everywhere and every time, at all times. My God, you're omnipresent. My God, you're everywhere, every place. My God, everywhere we look, you are. When we get there, you're there. And we thank you. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do today in the name of Jesus. You've already given us a beautiful, beautiful sunny morning. And we say thank you. You've already given us the desires of our heart. We say thank you. You've already answered the prayers of the righteous. We say thank you. You already healed the sick. We say thank you. We say thank you in advance for what you've already done and what you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we trust you today like we did yesterday, like we did last year. We trust you. We still stand on some of your promises, Lord. We understand that everything has not been given into us yet. Hallelujah. But it's on its way. Hallelujah. And we don't waver. We don't go back, because we know that you don't go back on your word, Father. We thank you. We thank you for all the prayer leads. We thank you for all the prayer warriors. We thank you for all the prayer hosts in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for their families right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for that loved one right now that doesn't know you, that hasn't come into a personal relationship. We pray that somehow some seed will be planted, water will be sprinkled, And God, that you will give the increase upon that loved one right now in the name of Jesus. That one who has turned his back on you, the backslider. We pray, my Father, we pray because we know that you're forever, we're forever married to the backslider. And we know that you won't let him go too far in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for all those who, the homeless right now. We pray for all those who are homeless. We pray for all those who are in shelters. We pray for all those who are on the streets, on the cold streets. Right now in the name, we pray that they will some kind of way find comfort. They will find, my God, shelter. We will find some food in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for those who are desiring you for a new job today, new education, a new direction right now in the mighty name. We pray right now, Father, that we would continue to hold on to you and know that you will lead us and guide us into all truth. In the mighty, we know, Father, we let us continue to be reminded that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your protection. I thank you for your provision this morning. I thank you every day for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you. I thank you that you're still giving us a childlike faith. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you so much and we adore you. Oh, we lift you up. Oh, you're good, you're kind, you're merciful. You're right on time, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your hand of healing right now, the hand of deliverance right now, the hand that sets free right now, the hand of grace right now, the hand of faith right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the spirit of joy that is in the room this morning. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, Father, there's joy. There's unspeakable joy. We thank you for your strength when we're weak. My God, in the name of Jesus. When we're confused, my God, we know that you're going to straighten it out. Hey, every crooked place is going to be straightened today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all our little ones, all our children. We pray, Father, that they be covered with the precious blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. All those who belong to the body of Christ, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. All the co-laborers who stand with us on a daily basis, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing in our life right now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that God, we thank you for the shelter that we have. We thank you for the roof over our heads right now. We thank you for the warm bedroom, the warm living rooms right now. We thank you for transportation right now in the name. We thank you that you provide us, you allow us to get from place to place in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you for the word that you give us on a daily basis. We thank you, Lord. We appreciate it. We appreciate the provision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know that there's no slack concerning you, Father. We know that your hand is not short that you cannot save, nor your ear heavy that you cannot hear, Father. And we thank you. We just want to say thank you. We want to continue to praise you and continue to lift you up for all that you're doing and that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. And then, Lord, you're going to end this war over in the Middle East soon. It's going to be over with soon in the name of Jesus. We pray that everyone will be back with their loved ones. We pray all hostages will go back with their families. My God, in the name of Jesus. We speak against any evil thing that would speak against you in the name of Jesus. We trust you, Father. We know that you're more than able to do it. Because you've already said in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We trust you. We trust that your hand is still there. We trust you. We trust you. We stand on your promises, Lord. We stand on your promises. Hallelujah, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. We see you, Father. We see you every day. We hear you every day, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we appreciate you. We appreciate what you're doing in our life. Hallelujah. We even thank you for the trial that we went through last week. The little bit of storm that we went through. We thank you. And we held on and you brought us out of the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The sun is, hey, the sky is not gray. The sun is out again. Hallelujah. And we praise you. We thank you for your victory. Victory is already won in Jesus. Hallelujah. The victory. The victory is all the undisputed heavyweight champion of the universe. We stand on your promises. Hallelujah. We stand with you, Lord. We see what you're doing, Father. We understand now. Holy, we understand a little bit better. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for all our loved ones. Thank you. Thank you right now in the name of Jesus. All our children, Father, we thank you. We ask that they be blessed in the name of Jesus. All our leaders, all our pastors, all of them, we thank you. We thank you that you raised up our spiritual mother, Pastor Lenore, that you raised her up. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving me, our bishop, the strength today to go forth. My God, the strength to go forth. We thank you. We thank you. Even prophets need reviving. Hallelujah. Let us not forget even the prophets need reviving. Even the prophets need prayer. Even the prophets need words of encouragement. We encourage them today. This day, we thank you. We thank you. And as always, we remember this season is about the birth of Jesus Christ. And we're grateful. We say Merry Christmas. We say Happy Birthday to Jesus today. Hallelujah today and forevermore. Hallelujah. And thank you. Thank you for all that you do and that you're going to do in the life of the believers. We appreciate you. The people of God to stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Hold on to your faith. Never let your faith go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, people of God, for this time. We're going to turn it back over to our host who's doing a great job, Minister Andre. I love you, my brother, and love the people of God this morning. Amen and amen.
We love you too, sir. Thank you very much for your prayer this morning. Thank you for interceding for those that are on the prayer line, the sick and afflicted. We thank you for praying for our bishop and our pastor, Lenore. We thank you for praying for all the hosts and the prayer leads and all those that are on this prayer line. We thank you for your dedication. We thank you. And we're continually praying for your healing. We plead the blood of Jesus, whom by his stripes you are completely healed of whatever is inflicting your body in the name of Jesus. Like you said, we claim victory today in Jesus' name. We claim victory. We're coming to the end of our prayer service. I am the last prayer lead. I thank God this morning that he was born for us, and it's an occasion for us to celebrate. And he died for us, and it's a time to celebrate. But he also rose again. And it shows us that we can rise again. In him, we can rise again. Eternal life is what we're having today, what we're living in. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, get baptized in his wonderful name, get filled with his Holy Spirit, you receive eternal life. I thank him for that this morning. That it's not over. Death is not the end. Thank you. It's only the beginning. In Jesus' name. Our mission statement goes as follows. Number one, we are a church in the cities impacting the world. Number two, we are a construction site for the families. Number three, we are a university for success. And number four, we are a people vowing to praise his name. And it's still time for you to get your Christmas seed in or start paying towards that $300. If you're so inclined, you can do that this morning. You can also pray your tithes and give your offering on this prayer line. You can give it, you can do it at dollar sign Bishop Eric Clark. That's his Cash App. You can text to give. Once again, text the word give at 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministries.org, put in your offering or your prayer request, and upload your one-minute GPS. Thank you, Jesus, for all those that have joined us this morning, ushering in the presence of the Lord. We thank you for your commitment. We thank you for your dedication this morning. I'm going to read from the book of St. John, the 15th chapter, the 5th verse. And it reads, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctified in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for everything that you've done for us, Lord. For every way that you made for us, for opening up our understanding, Lord, that you are the light of the world, Lord. And we thank you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for exalting us as we humble ourselves, Lord, that you will exalt us in due time. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping your promises. We stand on them this morning, Lord. For in you we live and breathe and have our being. We acknowledge you, Lord, this morning. We acknowledge your plan this morning. We give you the glory and the honor, Lord. For you gave us the victory. And we thank you this morning, Lord. We are alive and kicking this morning. And it's all because of you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. For you are who we are connected to. Our connection affects our direction, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being the vine, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for engrafting us in, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for redeeming us, Jesus. When we had no hope, Lord. When we was way out there somewhere, Lord. You reached out to us. You sent somebody in our direction, Lord, to lead us back to you, Jesus. Thank you for your captains that you have on earth, Lord Jesus. That you've allowed, Lord, to feed us, Lord, with your word, Lord. Thank you for our bishop. Thank you for our pastor, Lenora. Thank you for our pastors and elders and ministers and deacons and all those that are in leadership in your body, Lord. Your apostles, your prophets, Lord, your teachers, Lord. We thank you for them, Lord, today, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus, for your divine provision that makes it possible, Lord, for us to stand today, Lord, for us to minister from our locations, for us to proclaim your word, to witness with boldness. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're connected to you this morning. You are the living water in us, Lord. We never thirst when we come to the well, Jesus, because you always got something for us. And we thank you, Jesus, for feeding us this morning, Lord. Lord, look down on our people, Lord Jesus. Look down on the circumstances of the world today, Lord Jesus. We know you've got a plan for it, Lord. Those that are in power, Lord, those that are in authority, Jesus, use them for your glory, Lord. Let your will be done in their eyes, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord Jesus. Save their souls, Lord. Help them to turn back to you, Lord. Help those in America turn back to you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we need you, Lord, on this prayer line this morning, Lord. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, Jesus. Somebody's grieving for a lost loved one today, Lord. They lost them over the holidays, Lord Jesus. We ask that you bless that family, Lord Jesus. Those that got ran over, Lord, in the name of Jesus, when they was out shopping, having a good time, celebrating, Lord. They didn't even see death coming. In the name of Jesus, Lord, prepare us, Lord Jesus, for the day, Lord Jesus. Prepare us to go forth, Lord. Give us a hunger and thirst after your righteousness. Give us a hunger to save souls, Lord, for we know the time is coming. It's winding up, Lord. Souls need to be saved, Lord, this day. Help us to share our ministry with them. Help us to share the prayer line with them. Help us to share the YouTube with them, Lord, so they can receive salvation. Lord, help us to sanctify ourselves, Lord, for the work's sake, Lord Jesus. Help us to have more integrity today, Lord. Help us to show a difference. Help us to show what holiness is about today, Lord. Don't let us be conformed to this world, Lord. But help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Jesus. That we can prove what is a good and acceptable will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you, Lord. That we can direct our children, Lord. Help us to plant good seed in them, Jesus. Let us be their example, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help us to be living epistles, Jesus, before our families, Lord. Allow us to pastor them, Lord Jesus. Allow us to give them the revelations that you've given us, Lord. Help us to share our promised salvation with them, Lord. Let us show them our love that we have for you, Lord. Let them see how we worship you today, Lord Jesus, in spirit and in truth, Lord Jesus. Let it be where they'll have a desire to want to serve you, Lord, by watching us, by watching our lives, Lord, by watching how we walk and talk. In the name of Jesus. For you are the great God, Lord Jesus. Emmanuel. Thank you, Lord, for being God with us. God for us and God in us, Lord. We thank you this morning, Lord. Lord, have your way, Lord Jesus. Continue to strengthen us, Lord. Continue to mature us, Lord. Help us to abide in you, Lord Jesus. Help us to dwell in you, Lord Jesus. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord Jesus, and those that you have connected us with, Lord. Give us that commitment, Lord. Give us that drive, Lord. Sustain our pastor, Lord. Sustain our bishop, Lord Jesus. Help them carry the load, Lord Jesus. Help them to guide the helm of the ship. In your name, Lord Jesus. You know what needs to be done, Lord. You know what battles they need to fight, Lord. Help us to lift up their arms, Lord, to fight the battle, Lord Jesus. That this ministry can grow and go forth, Lord. That it can reach the masses, Lord Jesus. In your name, Jesus, we surrender our will, Lord. We surrender our money, Lord Jesus. We surrender our lives to you this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for answered prayers, Lord Jesus. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins today, Lord Jesus. Giving us a second and third and fourth chance, Lord, to get it right. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We don't take it for granted this morning, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord, for your mercy is rich and endures forever, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you rich in mercy, Lord, towards your people. And we thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Help us to go forth today, Lord. Help us to tune into the daily bread, Lord, in a few minutes, Lord Jesus. Help us to stay hungry for your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Give me 1 second. I lost my screen. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God, I'm going to unmute the line at this time so we can say goodbye to one another. Don't forget, Bishop Cloud.